I would have thought instead of your woo 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 woo, you would have given me some like
change man.
Because of the grinding?
On this mic that I am very close to every single day. So we've talked about
You put a mic screen.
Hugging it.
You're one of these guys.
I always hug the mic.
You were two-handing it, which made me very uncomfortable.
Yes. And
pointing at the camera.
Kaplan said that he can now confirm the fact that you do not wear undergarments.
100% wrong. I absolutely wear underwear every single day. I never go commando, he didn't see what...
What he thought he saw.
No, exactly.
He may not wash the underwear every day, but he wears underwear every day.
That may actually be worse. So, but yeah, what's going on? I mean,
I was out of the studio for a week, and I'm like, you know what? I've got a lot of pent up craziness,
like catching up to do.
So I just went for it yesterday, and you know, Morales is normally he's the one doing the pony on me. I thought I'm going to turn this thing around on him, see if I can make him uncomfortable.
It's almost impossible.
Yeah, I was going to say that ain't happening.
No, actually, Macy came on was talking about earlier. Said for one of the few times in his life, you did actually make him uncomfortable.
Oh, good.
Well, that's an accomplishment.
Thank you very much.
So mission accomplished.
You. Yes.
So yesterday, we were talking about the Russell Westbrook. I don't know if you guys played it, but when he talked about Bill Plachke's point blank said to him,
I have it right here.
Yeah, go ahead and play it. And then I'll.
Whether that they want me here or not, it doesn't really matter.
So basically, Plachke asked him,
right?
We were playing the one that had Plachke's question.
The question was, do the Lakers, do you feel like the Lakers want you here?
Right. And his answer was something along the lines of, well, it doesn't really matter if they want me here. Everybody at every job has people working with them that they don't want there. You know, it's just a reality of life.
Right.
My job is to be professional. So I'm going, okay, so if that happened here, like let's say none of us wanted Sliwa here. And boy, Al,
that's rough.
No. You should have seen
you are here for 15 years, John. I wish not the same on you.
No, but.
Hey, Mace.
So the reaction was, well, Mason's like, why'd you choose Sliwa as an example?
Why not me?
Right. Yeah. No, but Trevor, here's the thing. Four or five years ago, I learned with Mason, you can't put him in hypotheticals. Like if we're talking about the Emi Udoka thing and I say, let's say you go out and cheat on Juan. He goes, well, why would you say that? I would never do that. Okay. Like, I can't do it. And then so he just hijacks all these. So now I put myself in these things. So let's say I go out and cheat on Lisa. But yesterday, I needed somebody other than me because I was trying to make the example of, okay, let's say there was someone that we all didn't want here.
Right.
Literally, just the first thing that popped into my head, Sliwa, was you.
Happened to be Sliwa.
because we were playing the, hey, John, hey, Mace. You know,
Mason
goes, well, why would you pick Sliwa? Why would you, blah, blah. And then
of all the people.
And then Sedano comes in and goes, what, are you trying to get Sliwa fired? I go, no. Do you guys think Sliwa is that insecure that I can't even put him in a hypothetical? So are you uncomfortable with me putting you in hypotheticals?
There was a poll done, and I was on top of the list. Everybody was surveyed of who they want out of here.
Yeah,
I was the first one to go. You're good.
No,
you're good.
So, Trev, I may have to put you in hypotheticals.
I'm 100% okay with that.
And this is why. Driving in today, I heard you go, I just watched the Seinfeld episode with Jimmy.
Oh, yeah.
Do you guys remember?
Jimmy likes the spicy chicken.
Jimmy
spicy.
Third person, Jimmy. Jimmy likes Elaine. And she goes, well, maybe Elaine likes Jimmy. And Elaine doesn't realize that he's kind of, you went full third person about 20 minutes ago?
Did I really?
You said, here's what's going to happen. At about 4 o'clock, Trav is going to get up off the couch.
And Trav Ricky Anderson.
Trav's going to do a podcast, and then Trav is going to crash.
I don't think I did it more than once.
At 5 o'clock,
that's going to happen.
Set it up like
never
that.
Been prouder of you.
It was a long night last night.
Because you're like the last guy I thought would. Why not?
I did.
You went full. I've never heard you do it. You went full third person.
I didn't even do it.
You had a good night last night.
Consciously.
But Slee, it was totally hypothetical. And Mason was convinced that it was. It's going to get in your head and ruin your day.
Yeah, I think.
Why pick Sliwa? He's going to be all messed up now. Why would you put him in the hypothetical? Why Sliwa? Now, what are you trying to get another trial of the century going? What's wrong with you? I'm like, Sliwa's not that insecure. I'm just using it as a hypothetical.
So I've got a question for you, though, Sliwa. So yesterday we were talking about your new Lakers Daily talk show.
We plugged it hard.
Yeah,
we probably played This Is Lakers Talk Daily, 20 times?
20 times.
This is Lakers
just
Daily.
Promoting it.
Yeah. Promote it.
ESPN LA channel.
If the old adage, any publicity is good publicity,
then
you owe us money.
It got good run yesterday.
So here's the thing. Mm-hmm. In that introduction, mm-hmm. You also promote the Alan Sliwa channel.
That a boy.
So you're promoting both the ESPN LA channel and the Alan Sliwa channel. In the opening moments of your introduction to the first ever Lakers Daily Show talk.
Branding 101.
Yes. Yeah. How is that, by the way, how's that different from you popping the Culture Pop podcast?
I pop it, but I don't pop it in the first sentence. He popped it in the first sentence.
So here's the idea. The concept is, I've had the page for a while. They actually were using my YouTube page for our streaming post-game.
Okay. Good.
So last year when we'd stream post-game, we would link to mine because it's been there for a while. We're starting to build the ESPN LA page.
Right.
I have an audience that's already there. It's existing. Use that audience to also help promote the other one. So that's the idea.
I used to work with this news anchor in Texas named Jeff Simmons. And when he would do promos, he would say, they'd say, hey, Jeff, you got to hang around and record promos for the, you know.
The, like we do.
The 10 o'clock show.
Yeah, right.
So you go, okay. And he said, what am I promoting? You're promoting the latest on the hurricane. Okay. So they go, 3, 2, 1, go. He'd go, I'm Jeff Simmons. Hurricane Irma is storming the Texas coast. We'll have the absolute latest coming up at 10. I'm Jeff Simmons. See you then.
Double Jeff Simmons.
And I said to him once, I go, you know, you're self-promoting at the beginning, at the end. He goes, every time.
Yeah.
And I went, why not? He goes, because it's part of my brand. Part I want my brand. Name out there. They're not going to promote me. I'm going to do it myself.
Good idea.
Do it more.
That's
so it. As Sleep saying, give your YouTube channel twice.
They said, John, do they'd have me do them. Yeah, and these are the things that would run it like at the end of Who's the Boss. like 10 seconds coming up.
Murder,
at 10,
She Wrote.
Because we were on an ABC affiliate. And so I said, just to tick him off, I'm going to try and do the triple. So they said, John, ready? 3, 2, 1, go. I'd go, I'm John Ireland. Astros in a huge series against the Dodgers. I'm John Ireland. We'll have that and the latest on the Oilers coming up at 10. I'm John Ireland. See you then. And he storms in and he goes, did you one-up me on saying your name? I go, if you go 3, I'm going 4. And he wouldn't do it. He wouldn't go 3.
That's creative.
Yeah.
To fit in 3 John Irelands in one sentence,
that
that's pretty
kinda,
good.
That was kind of...
In 10 seconds?
Oh, by the way. Okay, I'll do it again.
Yeah.
Here we go. I'm John Ireland. Coming up at 10, latest on the Astros and Dodgers. I'm John Ireland. We'll have that and the Oilers' big trade. I'm John Ireland. See you at 10.
That's 8 seconds. That was pretty
good. That's impressive.
Yeah. That is good.
And by the way, while I'm reading it, my name is supered along the bottom of the screen.
So it is 4.
John, I'm like,
it is
come
four.
On.
It is 4, yeah.
What? But some guys feel like they need to do it.
Did you guys hear about his anniversary yesterday?
I heard his and Susan had an anniversary. Was it dinner?
The reason I knew about this is I saw your tweet, and I thought your tweet was great.
Thank you.
I thought it was heartfelt.
Great picture.
And good, great picture of both of you guys.
Thank you.
How long?
25.
20? That's a big one,
yeah.
Man.
So
that
you were married in 97?
Correct.
Okay.
You want to set
me,
up?
You got me beat by 2 years.
Yeah, we had a good night. We had a good night because we went to a beautiful place, as you saw the picture. We had a great dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Went out.
It wasn't your normal Friday night place, was it?
No. We went, we went a little.
Stepped it up?
We went up a little bit along the way.
I actually have a restaurant for you.
Okay.
That's not far from your house. What city do you live in?
Laguna Niguel.
Okay, so this is going to take about 20 minutes.
Okay.
There's a Italian restaurant in Corona del Mar that does no advertising, and it's packed every night because only people there know about it.
You got to know to know.
Yeah, it's called Rothschild's. It's on the corner of PCH and MacArthur.
Okay, where MacArthur is by Fashion Island.
Right.
Yeah.
Very close.
You've been?
And
I know, but I know where he's talking about.
By far. Now, how old are you?
50.
You'll be the youngest guy in there by 25 years. but
not the youngest girl.
It's insane. Right, not the youngest girl because all the guys are in there with their niece.
Yeah, sure. You know,
but the food there is unbelievable, and they've never advertised, and it's all word of mouth, and it's packed every night. Like, my guess is if you called to get in tonight, you probably couldn't, but you could make
even
a reservation.
Like mention John Ireland's name. You get right in.
No, they have no idea who I am. Trust me. I mean, they say, well, we've seen you here before. And I go, yeah, because it takes me 3 months to get in here.
So I had a moment during dinner last night.
Yep.
I don't fancy myself a petty person.
Oh, okay.
But
I don't fancy you that either.
Except as a neighbor.
Trust me, Mason's got petty cornered in this group.
Yeah, no, petty.
You may like this.
I own petty, yeah.
So we're sitting at this table that's overlooking the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And when we got there, we specifically picked the time we wanted to have dinner so we could watch the sun go down.
Beautiful.
Right?
Beautiful.
And so, but it was hot and the sun was pretty high and it was very bright in this restaurant. So they had drawn the shades. One of the shades you can still see through but cuts down on the glare.
Right,
right.
Right.
So it's getting to the point where it's just about to go into the ocean. It's still pretty bright, but Susan and I are sitting right next to the window.
And he's controlling the shade.
And I have
he's
access the closest to the thing to it. That makes the shade go up and down. Right? So I start to pull the shade up so we can see it. The couple sitting to my left.
Oh, boy.
And literally, Mace,
the sun hit him in the eye.
About as far as close as you and I are sitting to each other right now. So 3 or 4 feet.
Yep.
I get like two pulls on the chain as it comes up. And the lady says to me, would you mind? And I
like
at
that
her,
too.
Just like that. Rude. And I looked at her and I took a beat and I said, no. And I put it back. Because I knew, it like, it's one of those things you could see the entire play start to unfold before, like in an instant.
So you knew it was going to go bad.
In an instant. And I said, no. And I left it there and we went back to having a.
And you never saw the sunset.
No. So fast forward 10 minutes to the moment I knew was coming.
Mm-hmm.
That now it's at that peak time where it's
golden.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And she says to me, oh, go ahead and put up the shade now. Okay. And I looked at her and I said, I like it right where it is.
Oh, wow. That is, you are the petty king. And you know who claims to be the petty king? Steph Curry.
Okay.
You remember, like, if anybody says you're Steph Curry in this scenario.
I'm Steph. And I said, I like it right where it is.
The power of silence.
I'm just kidding. I'll put it back up.
Oh, nice.
And then her husband goes, no. And I said, no, it's fine where it is. And just let it hang there for another second or two. And then they could tell, like, they in their mind, they'd we were kind of rude about the first one. So it was this. And now they're trying to actively engage us in this conversation.
Oh, okay, got it, yeah.
And we know how much you love those.
Non-starter. Yeah. So you guys live around here? Yeah.
No, boy.
Yeah, and then there's nothing.
I was so pleased with myself because
played it well.
I knew that moment. Hey, because it's the reason we're at this restaurant is to watch the sun go down into the ocean. And I knew it was coming. The rest of the night, I could be able to say, remember when I said I wouldn't put it back up? How great was that? She's like, yeah, it was fine. It was weird. You made everybody uncomfortable. I'm like, that's the whole point.
Yeah.
Like, I knew that I could make them more uncomfortable than they made us.
Yeah,
so you approve.
That is petty. Yeah, absolutely. Good. I would Thank do it myself.
I feel better.
So were there, afterwards, were there like candles and what else?
No, it was
chocolates,
the Dodgers and Yankees documentary.
I wish you were kidding.
I watched.
Oh, really? It was a Dodger Yankee
documentary? I watched
the
Dodger Yankee documentary last night.
So I wish
but it wasn't your 25th year anniversary.
No.
We went to dinner, then there was a bar in the same hotel that we went to and had another bottle of wine, which was a mistake.
Okay.
And then we walked across the street to Laguna Cabaret and had more wine over there. And then we made our way home. And at that point, the Dodger thing was on. So,
so that's what you rolled into.
Yeah.
Just gets the mood going.
Yeah, no, it is.
She's a huge Steve Garvey fan.
Sets
the
tone.
She was very excited to see Steve Garvey.
Well, okay.
I didn't know until I watched that how much animosity the Dodger players had about Garvey.
They hated his guts. Well, like, Don Sutton reportedly kicked his ass.
Well, no, they talk about that fight, but Dave Singer's going to be crushed. Steve Garvey was like his hero.
Who's got this documentary?
ESPN.
Yeah.
Oh,
ESPN.
You know who Steve Garvey is?
Yeah, we do.
He's
yes.
Thank you, Mace.
Next question.
He's Russell Wilson. He's a great player.
I can see that.
His teammates are like, nah, man. No, we get it. You help us win games. We get it. You're important to our overall success.
Like, lacks
offense. You're not one of us.
There was literally a time where people said, Steve Garvey can run for senator.
Yes.
Do you remember that
That's
era?
That's what they called him, the senator.
Yeah, well, they could run for senator. And then all the stuff
like
started coming up.
Like most senators, he has an extracurricular love life that may have tripped him up.
Well, yeah, I mean, I only watched
I think
like
he
the
owes
first
me money
half
too.
Hour. Garvey does?
Many people can say that.
I think that after watching that documentary, I'm like, wow, that you talk about perception being different from reality. Everybody perceived Garvey as to be like the most popular guy on the team. Yeah. He might have been the least popular.
Without exception. He was incredibly good. And he was the face of the team along with Tommy.
Yep.
And he was the guy that everybody eye-rolled when he walked out of the room, for
Interesting.
Sure. I only watched like the first half hour. Am I going to love the next hour and a half?
Yeah, you'll like it.
I can't wait.
Did you guys see the you guys do this, the Rolling Stone, the 100 greatest TV
shows?
Yeah, we did it yesterday. What do you think?
Well, I was going to any problem with the top three? Sopranos, Simpsons. I was a little surprised Breaking Bad was there in the top three. Any problem with those?
Really?
Why?
No, Breaking Bad would be in my top three.
Breaking Bad would be lower for you?
Yeah.
Why?
And I, actually, not even just personally, because I loved Breaking Bad. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking all-time greatest shows, and I knew how big and popular it was. I didn't know top three.
Like, yeah, it would be top five for me. For
it sure. would be top five for me.
Me too.
In some order, mine would be West Wing, Sopranos, Mad Men, The Wire,
you
and
got
Breaking
me into The
Bad.
Wire. Yeah.
That's a really good top five. I
would put Curb in my top
the
five.
The only thing that I would want, I'd have to figure out what I want out of there. Maybe it's The Sopranos, honestly.
Oh, but Sopranos is so
I loved
good.
It. It would be
I watched
six,
it late, too.
But I would have The Simpsons in there. I know that it's been a long... It's not what
it's
it was.
It's in its 46th
it's
season.
Something crazy
yeah,
like
it's,
that.
It's unbelievable.
But at its best, there was nothing like it.
Yeah.
There
yeah.
was absolutely nothing like it. I'm
started, it was a spinoff of...
Tracy Ullman.
Tracy Ullman show. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It was just a little interstitial
and
thing.
And isn't she
did.
The voice of one? Is she voice of March?
No, that's Julie Kavner.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Julie was, Kavner.
Boy, talk about making bank.
They've been doing
I'm the
it
voice
literally,
of Homer.
Oh my.
34 years, I think it is. This
it's
is
insane.
The 34th season.
And yeah. there's one guy that does multiple voices.
Yeah. Dan Castellaneta.
Well, he did Mo, and then they got rid of
he
Apu.
Still does Mo.
Apu. They got rid
they
of
rid
Apu.
They rid of Apu because he's politically incorrect.
Yes. A bunch of Dr. Hibbert, too, and yeah. Lenny is now voiced by a different actor.
Right.
Yeah. So are you still locked into The Simpsons?
I still watch it.
Do you?
I do. And I do. I don't
Is it still
love
popular,
it
like episodes that come out now?
Yeah. By the way, go back and watch the time that Mr. Burns stacks the company all-star team with major league
That's
players
incredible.
And see the list of guys who they got. Daryl Strawberry, Ken Griffey Jr., Mike Socha's in it.
Roger Clemens, yeah. Steve Sachs.
There's like
wow.
eight
yeah.
major
Mattingly.
Leaguers.
Trim
wow.
the sideburns, oh. Mattingly.
Yeah.
over and over and over.
Really?
Yeah. I'm still better than Steinbrenner. Mason in Ireland coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Morales is the only one I know who doesn't like Michael.
Everybody likes Michael.
Not Morales.
No,
does
no.
he really not like
does
him?
Does not like him.
He likes Michael.
He does
as
not.
A person. He's a
he
great
does not
person.
Like him as a person.
Yeah.
Oh, no. no he
does
oh, absolutely no,
he
does
really not.
Not
like
oh,
him
I've,
as a person?
No, I've had a detailed, long conversation with Chris about this very subject.
Really?
Michael huh? rubs him the wrong way. I think it was because Michael blew off the Mandy's. I think when Michael blew off the Mandy's,
I don't think he was in the country.
He was 10 minutes away.
Oh, he was technically in the county.
Yeah. And I think that, which is why I was so hell-bent on making it to the Mandy's, even though I was in a crisis.
I know.
But that's why. Michael's going to have to do something to win Chris back.
Mandy's too?
Yeah. I think if Michael doesn't show up for Mandy's too, it'll be a one-man assault on his character.
By the way, I don't think
Chris.
You should be able to win if you're not going. Like, he won a couple of awards.
Funniest host,
yeah. yeah. Should you be able to win
no.
if you're not even showing up?
No, absolutely not, the especially when you're two blocks away.
Yeah, exactly, when you're right there. By the way, Juan thinks I made a complete and total jackass fool of myself yesterday.
Completely disagree.
He's looked at the video. He says, destroy it. Find a way to destroy it.
Please.
I love the video so much. The first time I watched it, I was like, I can't look at this. This is awful. And then you just start seeing all these little Easter eggs.
Like
throughout
what's an
it.
Easter egg?
Well, like you have, like you point at the camera first of all, and you make the white man overbite,
which made the whole dance, by the way.
Amazing. I mean, there's the two hands on the microphone itself.
Yes.
That's an interesting move in itself.
It is, yeah.
The nice high socks with the shorts look.
Oh, yeah, that yeah, too. Yeah.
No, there's a lot going on.
Now, we're not doing, they told me they're not doing social today. Are they doing social?
They are
yeah,
doing
Carlo
social.
Was just yeah. in here setting up cameras.
So we're on the friggin', okay.
Yep, the mic.
Watch
on.
Us on YouTube. You can watch us on YouTube. I look like a slob again. I was going to wear a collared shirt.
Why?
Because if we were doing, you know, video stuff. Again, Juan says you look like a hobo.
Can I address something?
Mm-hmm.
Now, as you know, I'm predisposed to social media is negative.
Yes.
Okay? Which is why I try and do less social media. You try and do a little more social media to make up for it. Bergman is engaged in a Twitter exchange with a listener named Raymond Garcia.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
And Greg, you've handled this beautifully.
Thank you.
By the way,
you've what been. Happened?
Thank you.
This guy does not like Greg
at all. Okay, not the slightest.
He's not a Bergman fan. And Greg's doing what I always do, is he's killing him with kindness.
Sure, that's
Greg,
the way to go.
Greg's coming back at him, and so at one point, Greg says Raymond comes around. He goes, somebody added him into the mafia. He says, I'm a loyal listener, and Ireland read a tweet from me yesterday that'll keep me a listener till the end of time. And Greg writes, even if I'm still on the show till the end of time? And his response was, yes, Bergman, that's why there's volume control and a nightly podcast listening 30-second skip. I truly hope you're a good dude off the air, because on the air, you got a Skip Bayless thing going. No. You absolutely do not have a Skip Bayless.
No,
no. I will say a lot of things about you, but you are not a jerk. I don't know why. why does this guy think you're a jerk?
Did you see what my response was?
No, what'd you write?
I wrote something back. Now I have to find it.
Oh, yeah. No, here we go. He goes, I mean, okay. Greg says, well, it really depends on who you talk to. You ask my daughter, I'm great. Ask my ex, I'm a jerk. So really, it's in the eye of the beholder. I think you specifically might like me. I don't even think your ex would say you're a jerk.
Not anymore. I mean, she would for a long, 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 long time. But now, so, no.
No, but I want to stand up for you. I disagree with you all the time, pretty much daily.
Yes.
But you're constantly. Not a jerk.
No, Greg is not a jerk.
No.
Greg is the opposite of a jerk.
Yeah, no, he plays
too nice. Wrong all the time.
Never. Never wrong.
Yeah, you never get things right.
But,
that's a fair
no, but a jerk is somebody who is like mean to people and is, you know, goes out of his way to, you know, be an a-hole.
Yeah, I mean,
that's not Greg.
Nobody around here does that.
But definitely not Bergman.
No, probably,
so,
I'm
Greg, I wanted
nice.
To stand up for you.
Thank
and
you.
And,
thank you.
And most of all.
Wrong, but a nice guy.
He's on my side now, by the way. If you keep going
Raymond,
on that,
thank you for listening and engaging with us, by the way.
If you keep going on that, he actually says, all right, you've turned me. Ireland, I'm a fan of Bergman now.
Okay, good.
See, that's all it took.
There, good.
So Frankie in the LBC tweets, someone at the In-N-Out Burger in Bellflower is streaming the station out loud from his phone. I'm listening on my headphones. I say, Frankie, call us and then hand that guy the phone. Did you ever do that? Have you ever gone by somebody who's got the station like cranked?
Well, I told you what happened.
No.
I played golf at Mountain Gate.
Yeah.
And I went and hopped in the shower.
Sure.
And in the shower next to me.
Oh, right.
Somebody had a waterproof speaker
That's
listening to Travis and Slee.
That's unbelievable.
And so I wanted to, like, open his door, you know, this glass door and closed shower.
Yeah,
I go,
that's inappropriate.
It's weird, can't do it.
Yeah.
Wanted to open his door and say, hey, you know, I work there. I listen to those guys. I know those guys. Thanks for listening. Couldn't do it. I couldn't cross that line. So like a week later, I tell that story in the air. Guy comes up to me and goes, that was me. I'm the guy from the shower.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, so we have loyal listeners everywhere.
So
in and outs, in showers, wherever you go.
I went I had parked. This was a couple weeks ago. Parked, and the Amazon driver was cranking the station.
Beautiful.
I think it was Shadano and Cappy. But I went and I just knocked on his door. I said, you know what? I'm Steve Mason from 710 ESPN. I want to thank you very much
Would
for listening.
Would you have opened the shower door on the guy listening?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, too weird, right?
That is way too weird.
Yeah.
That's right. That's creepy. That's creepy. So Michael Thompson is going to be here, whether Chris Morales likes him or not.
Yeah. I think he can work his way back into Chris's good graces, but if he blows off Mandy's 2,
yeah,
I think that's the end.
You think it's over?
Oh, I think he goes full Jamie Lannister and shoves him out a window.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I do.
Wow.
He was pissed. It took two glasses of bourbon to get Chris to calm down the last time this came up.
So I want to coach you on something.
Oh, good.
So you had a dog named Reagan.
Right.
Reagan has passed away.
Yep, made it to 14 and a half. Great dog.
Fantastic life, hail fellow, well met Reagan. So
new dog coming Sunday.
New dog coming Sunday.
Murphy.
Now, Reagan ran your life.
Correct.
In other words, like when it was time to eat, Reagan would leave Lisa alone and go to you.
And if I, you know, I don't sleep a lot. So if I would wake up even for a minute at like 3 a.m, Reagan was like, game on, let's go.
See, I would argue Reagan trained you as opposed to you training Reagan.
It is, you don't even have to make the argument. It's an absolute fact.
So you're getting a new dog.
Yes, but now, what you said about Reagan is true. I found myself, and I'm sure it'll be this way with Murphy, incapable of disciplining with the dog.
Not disciplining, but don't wake up when Murphy
How
wakes up.
How am I supposed to help when I wake up?
No, you don't.
If I wake up and look at the clock, Reagan would look at me and like start looking at my face. Let's go.
At my house, the dogs wake up one because they know I'm not going to budge. They leave me
Same
alone.
With Lisa.
They never
You're
try
the
to wake
Lisa
up.
In this
I'm
scenario.
The Lisa, right.
Yeah.
So why don't you be more Lisa-like and
well,
just
ask Juan. If we're up, we're up. I mean, if Juan's up and his eyes are open, the dogs are smarter than we give him credit
for. Oh, no. Our dogs will go to him long before he's up.
Wait, really?
He's on the line.
Oh, nice. Let's go to Will in Bellflower. Will, how you doing, man?
Doing great, John. How you doing?
We're good, Will. So tell us what you're doing. You're hanging it in and out listening to the show?
Yeah. I do it just about every day. I forgot my headset because I usually listen to them, but I still listen to it whether I have my headset or not.
So what do you do for a living, man?
Oh man, I sell computers and network stuff and all that.
Beautiful.
What teams do you root for?
The Lakers, the Dodgers, the Rams, USC.
Wow, right up our alley.
Yeah,
right up our
exactly.
alley.
Exactly. And what's your order today?
My order was a double single with fries and a Diet Coke.
Wait, what's a double single?
That sounds like an oxymoron.
It's a double burger with one slice of cheese.
Ah,
of
okay. The key to it, Got the one slice of cheese.
Now, let me ask you something. Are you the guy from, did somebody walk up to you and hand you a phone and say, talk to Mason in Ireland?
Kind of.
Or are you Frankie in the LBC?
No, this. I think this is Frankie next to me.
Oh, okay. We're bringing people together.
Frankie
it's awesome.
Frankie did exactly what I said. I said, call us and then hand the phone to this guy. Hey, thank you very much for listening, Will. We appreciate you a lot, man.
You're welcome. I listen to you every day.
Thanks, Will. Thank appreciate
you.
It.
See?
So I just said to Bergman, because now I'm all paranoid.
About
the thing we're not allowed to talk
don't,
about.
Well, then oh, don't talk about it.
So I just said to Bergman, we got anything to give this guy?
Oh, no.
And Bergman looks at me and goes, nope.
Well, I got a Mason Island t-shirt if he calls back.
All right.
Okay. Good.
Do we? I thought we gave all those away.
Oh, we might not. What are you saying, Jorge?
Jorge's let me go look in the closet.
Yeah. I think we still have some.
Bobblehead around or something.
Yeah
we can find some.
Yeah, just grab bobblehead.
Hey, I got a baseball here.
What about a state?
You want to sign this baseball?
Oh, we got some bats that might be
I don't know.
Here
I don't think we're allowed. I don't think we're allowed to do impromptu giveaways, right? So if you and I sign this baseball, we cannot give
it
away.
Just stop.
Let's sign a state. What about a state?
No, we can't do any. We can't make up our own prizes, is the gist of this thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no. Let's not do that.
Well, tell Tommy we want to give him something.
There's a Clinton Yates signed bat. And over there, maybe we can.
Oh, there you go.
There
you want a CY signed bat?
Handsome Man
call back.
Society or whatever that
Community.
Is.
Wait a minute. Janice is walking towards me with something.
Janice,
what do you got? What
the
do you
rules?
No. Oh God, she did. She's shaking her finger at me. Janice, you're leaving in like a week. What are the?
She's got the rules.
Janice
got the rules.
I thought Janice would be on our side here. Janice is leaving.
Yeah, she's a short timer.
She's like our favorite person, and she's leaving to go to Peacock.
Have a Mason Island t-shirt.
What do you got there, Janice?
Mason Island t-shirts. There's two large Mason Island t-shirts.
Thank you,
okay,
Janice.
Excellent.
Oh, they're soft.
What are we going to do when Janice leaves?
I have no idea.
No, we're going to fall apart.
We will fall. I told her. I don't know. I didn't even know who's going to fill. We can't
Impossible.
Possibly find
cannot
somebody.
Cannot be replaced.
Yeah. I would have given you a huge raise to keep you here. Janice, like,
yeah. It's not too late. I'm still here till 5.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, so I want to do a fantasy football trade with you.
Okay.
We are on the verge.
Make me an offer. I love trades.
I'm going to make you an offer next, and I think you're going to like it.
Okay.
Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, so fantasy football, I'm 3-0, John. What is your record?
0-3,
nice.
And my team is crippled.
Yes.
So I'm ripe for a trade. What do you want to do?
Okay, so I have got Alan Lazard, who has caught touchdown passes in back-to-back
weeks. He's the number one receiver in Green Bay right now.
So I need a running back.
Who do you want?
Do I get my pick?
Well, who are you interested in?
I'm interested in Josh Jacobs. I'm interested in Devin Singletary. I'm interested in, who amongst these guys are you willing to give up?
I would give you Josh Jacobs for Alan Lazard straight up right now. You want to do that?
God, is that a bad trade for me?
I don't know.
You
to
agreed
be honest,
to it so fast.
To be honest, I don't know. I love making trades. So I would do that right now. I have too many Raiders.
You have a lot of running backs.
Yeah.
Okay, done. Alan Lazard for Josh Jacobs. I think you probably got the best of me, but that's okay.
I need receivers.
Back. Okay. Yeah.
So, and you need running backs.
I need running backs.
Done.
So that's a perfect trade.
Yep.
Done. See, that's the way fantasy football is supposed to be conducted.
Here's the problem with our league, in my opinion. Not enough trades.
Yeah, there is not a lot of trading.
We're playing fantasy football. We should be making trades every week.
Yeah, it's all fantasy.
Who cares?
Exactly.
You know, let's see if you get lucky. All right, I'm sending it to Lenny right now, to our commissioner right now, straight up, Josh Jacobs.
For Alan Lazard.
Alan Lazard. Okay. Yeah.
Now, tell me who you think really got the best of that.
Well, I think it's...
I got an everyday, a bell cow running back for the most part.
Well, here's what I like about the trade for both of us. It's a number one for a number one.
Yes.
Okay? Josh Jacobs getting 80% of the touches at running back.
Which is the key.
And when they get near the goal line, they give him the ball. I don't think he scored yet, but he will.
Yep.
Alan Lazard is one of the few guys that Aaron Rodgers is comfortable with.
Yep.
So I think he can help both of us. I don't. Bergman, who do you think wins that trade?
Bergman, who do you think wins
Bergman.
That trade? Bergman! Bergman!
Pay attention to the damn show.
I was helping Michael Thompson with his phone.
We just made a fantasy football trade.
Alan Lazard for Josh Jacobs. Who gets the better half of that deal?
Who got Alan Lazard?
Me.
You got the better half of that deal by a large margin.
No.
Josh Jacobs is not as great. He's, first of all, he was just hurt. I mean, he's been playing okay, but he's not going to be getting that
so
many snaps.
Tired of people just taking
Josh
Jacobs, that was a bad trade.
I hope this trade works for you, Emmy. You're off to a good start. I'd like to see you finishing the money for the first time in 6 years.
I think I'm going to do it.
So
I told you
I had breakfast
sober
with Tom Russo from Team 5 this morning.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, and Tom is 3-0 like you. He's the guy who has Josh Allen.
Yeah, there are four 3-0 teams.
And there are 4-0-3 teams.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There are. Yeah, so there's not a lot of balance in our league.
Yeah, so I'm not – normally if you're 0-3, it's like, hey, I get first pick on the waiver wire. But I'm actually the best of the winless.
So they actually
get
so
I'm probably not
going to
get who
wire,
I want.
Yeah.
So you know that Josh Jacobs has not broken 100 yards this year. Right. He has zero touchdowns.
Well, Alan Lazard's hurt all the time.
Yeah, but he's their number one receiver.
Well, Josh Jacobs is their number one running back.
That doesn't
the team that's going to go on a 14-game. By the way, did somebody bust your job? Listen to this.
That was fun.
Listen to this. Some guy tweeted yesterday.
So ridiculous.
The things that people latch onto.
Okay.
Like, people were serious seriously upset with Bergman and I that we said the Raiders are about to go 14-3.
I know.
Like, Come on, man.
Right. Leonis C-word says...
Seriously, Greg, I think it's offensive that you and John are predicting the Raiders are going 14-3.
Here's one of the actual...
We've been doing it for 5 years!
I truly respect your fandom, but stop with the 14-3 talk.
We will not stop!
No. I don't hate on the Raiders, but y'all sound goofy when y'all lie
Bring
on the state
me the
of your
goofy.
Team. It's okay. You're
who are we beating this week, Bergman?
It's okay. You're living a great life. Stop lying to yourself on Sundays.
We are not lying to ourselves. The Raiders have won the last 16 Super Bowls. Yes. This is going to be 17 in a row, and we're about to go 14-3.
I'm not seeing what the problem is here. They're playing the Broncos at home.
Broncos? Russ, danger. Oh, let's ride, Derek Carr. Come on.
If you guys see, I think the Broncos are, they look awful.
This is how this game's going to go. It's going to come down to the wire.
Yep.
All right. It's going to be very close.
Okay.
It's going to be at the very end of the game, it's going to be Broncos 21 mm-hmm. and Raiders 20. Mm-hmm. But then Nathaniel Hackett is going to get called for 3 consecutive delay of games. And then they're going to do a butt punt, and we're going to get a safety and win 22-21.
Nice.
Oh, here he is. The great Michael Thompson is here.
It's MT. When
did you guys mess up Ireland's hair? Take pictures?
Listen, Michael, his hair, you can't mess up. Even once I totally screwed
up
his
hair.
Yeah,
I let him have his way with me. Wow. Now, by the way, what would happen if your hair grew out?
Weird.
Would it come
it's
in?
A little creepy. So
would weird. It come in gray?
Have you ever seen Grady on Sanford and Son?
Grady, you like, big dummy.
I look like Mace or anything with a gray afro.
Might be good.
No, I'd look really old. Older than I look.
Did you know that Morales does not like you?
No, I didn't.
John
that.
Announced that to
yeah.
me today.
No, no, he doesn't like you. I think. I think because. What does that mean?
Rat.
I think because you refused to go to the Mandy's.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah, which is like the most important night of his life.
Well, that was true. It was a big show, and I do regret not going.
Do you regret not going?
So I'm telling you now, your one chance to get back in Chris's good graces.
How do I do that?
Mandy's 2, you got to take a speaking part.
Oh, no,
you
got to
be part of it.
No, obviously.
We all spoke.
No, we all spoke. You, if you win an award, you
would have.
Say,
yeah,
hey,
if you would have gone
everybody.
Up to accept your award as the funniest host,
can I just say thanks and sit down?
Yeah, no, sure.
Yeah, sure.
Can.
But
you'll
yeah,
disappoint
but
the crowd.
Yeah, he'll want you to be part of a bit. If you be part of the
oh,
bit,
no,
then,
I ain't into bits.
You're not into
well,
bits.
Well, there's no. the dichotomy
Boy,
right there.
No.
Morales, king of bits. Michael, not into bits.
I'll go.
Immovable object, irresistible force.
Wait, we have it. We have it right there. He said, "I'll go."
I'll go.
Oh, yeah.
Where's the next one going to be?
Mandy's 2.
It'll be right by your house.
Like
the last one. No.
It'll be right by your house.
The last one was closer to your house than my house.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do that. I'll go. I missed it. You guys still had a lot
it
of
was
fun.
Really, it was a really fun night.
I regretted not going. Just like I wasn't going to go to Maui for the reunion, but I was happy I showed up.
There you go.
Yeah, but I played golf with Worthy yesterday, Michael, and he was telling me more stories about the reunion. That thing sounds like it might have been the greatest trip of all time.
And they want to do another one in a few years in the Bahamas at Baja Mar Resort.
Oh, really?
He showed me a video of, you know, Kareem has not been in great health. He's 75. Of Kareem tearing up the dance floor.
Didn't I send it to you?
Well, you sent me the one of Stu dancing. All of them.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
All of those dudes. Like, it was a big just.
Jeffrey Osborne was a
week-long party. Jeffrey Osborne went over there for 3 days,
on
and they just
the
kept.
Wings of love.
Yeah, they just kept giving him the mic, and he would go up and do a live concert, and these guys were all either. A, sing with them, or B, start dancing.
Because he's like the lucky national anthem singer,
correct.
Isn't
yeah,
he?
I think one of the years Michael played, he did the anthem for every playoff game, and they were like 21-1.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, is this it? You're showing me the Kareem?
That's Kareem dancing?
Yeah. And
We'll find a way to...
Yeah.
Is he really?
Oh, that's great.
Oh, Kareem was cutting up a rug, as they say.
Yeah, nice.
Now, were you dancing? I hope you were dancing.
No,
I was, you wouldn't do it.
Well, I got it there. I moved my hips a couple of times like Elvis, but I was on the camera. What are you laughing
overrated.
At? Elvis could dance.
He could dance.
Oh, Elvis could dance.
That's right.
That's for sure.
They wouldn't show his hips on the Ed Sullivan Show, remember?
That's right.
There's a great line in the Elvis movie where his mom is at one of his shows, and she says she's sitting there with a couple of guys, and she says, "Oh God!" Their girls are going crazy, storming the stage. She goes, "Please don't hurt my baby." And the guy standing there, she goes, "Hurt him? They want to
And they they do an edit right there. They don't want to hurt him.
Do you think that movie? I think that movie's worth watching. I think it's fun.
Yeah, Emily Hebel hated it.
Yeah, Emily.
Because
really
she thought Tom Hanks was bad. I thought Tom Hanks was good.
I thought Tom was a little hammy.
Mace, I got a couple of good jokes for you.
Let's hear them.
Live for a good Michael Thompson joke.
All right, let's hear them.
All right, let's try this one. See if Mace likes it.
Okay.
An Indian, a Mexican, and a blonde.
Oh, great.
I don't like it.
This can't end badly at all.
Finger on the dump button. Go.
Here we go.
Guys are construction workers on top of a tall building.
Mm-hmm.
At lunchtime, the Irishman opens his...
how did an Irishman get in there?
I meant Irishman, Mexican, and a blonde.
Okay.
Lunchtime.
So it's basically me, Morales, and Amanda.
Oh, okay, Jorge, and Amanda.
Got it.
At lunchtime, the Irishman opens up his lunchbox to find Irish food in it, and he says, man, if I get one more Irish food lunch, I'm going to jump off this building.
Corned beef and cabbage,
yeah,
no
exactly.
Doubt. Yeah.
The Mexican opens his lunchbox and finds Mexican food for his lunch, and he says, if I get Mexican food for lunch again, I'm going to jump off this building too. The blonde opens his lunchbox, finds a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and the blonde says, if I get one more stupid peanut butter and jelly sandwich, I'm going to jump off this building too. So the next day, the Irishman, the Mexican, and the blonde all get the same meals for lunch, so they all jump off the building to their deaths. At the funerals, the Irishman's and Mexican's widows said, you know, if we only knew they didn't like their lunches that we prepared for them, you would have packed something else in their lunch boxes. The blonde's widow said, I don't know what his problem was. He packed his own lunch.
That was a long wait for that.
My God, that's a long joke.
You get it? He packed his own lunch because he was blonde.
That joke is so long, we actually almost had to go to break. Almost had to go to break.
I liked it.
You didn't like it, Mitch?
I liked it.
That was a good one.
It was a long way to get to a simple punchline.
Very, very long way. All right. Michael Thompson hanging out. Coming up next, going to spin the wheel of questions.
Oh, Mason and I got a question for Michael, too.
Okay, good.
All right.
Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Oh, this is a good day to have Michael here for this question. Good. Okay, here we go. If you were a dictator of a small country,
Bahamas,
what crazy dictator thing would you do first?
That's a great question, because obviously you're all about yourself and empowering yourself and enriching yourself, and the peasants be damned.
Yes.
Let's see. What would I do first? Definitely fill my bank account.
Oh, that's you just take them out.
Take people's money?
Well, it's the state's money, but lots of all these dictators in Africa do. They load up their own bank accounts.
It's
so
true.
Mace, the first thing I would do is, and you know about this because you're a world traveler.
Yes.
When I went to Italy,
yep,
like 6-7 years ago, I was shocked to learn that they have this thing in Europe called siesta.
Yeah, right.
Where everybody basically leaves for lunch at like 12:30, 1 o'clock.
And it's a long lunch.
And they eat, drink, have a big lunch, and then everybody goes and takes a nap.
That's only in Italy, right?
And they don't. No, Italy, it's all of Europe, I think. Spain?
Spain, for sure.
You lived in Italy.
I found that out.
Did people did everything close?
Close from about noon to about 4, but then they stay open until 10 o'clock.
Mace, beautiful. You think I can make that happen in my small country? Just shut it down from noon to 4 and you do whatever you want.
You're a friggin' dictator. You can do whatever you want.
That's my answer. How about you?
Let's see. What would I do? See, my first idea is such a bad idea because a dictator would never do it. But I would move election day to a Saturday. That's something I've always wanted to do.
They don't have elections in dictator.
Why would you vote yourself out?
Like I said, it's not a good dictator thing.
Jorge, crazy dictator thing. I know what you're going to do. I know what you're going to say. Go ahead.
I was going to say the money thing. I'm with Michael on the money
thing. I thought you were going to say anytime the World Cup is on, no one has to work.
Yeah, nobody works in the World Cup. Yeah, that's a good one, John.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
You know what Pepe would want to do? He'd want everybody to acknowledge him.
Yep. He'd want the people to... Bergman, which crazy dictator thing would you do?
I mean, if I'm a dictator, I'm a bad person.
Right. Correct.
No, you could be. A benevolent dictator.
Yeah, there's no such thing as a benevolent dictator.
You're a dictator.
You're a dictator.
Name one, Ireland, in history.
Nelson Mandela.
He wasn't a dictator.
What are you talking about?
Nelson Mandela
was the opposite of a dictator.
No.
He went to prison for freedom.
Wait a minute.
Nelson
was
Mandela.
Was he not the president, though?
Yeah, but he got elected.
He got elected.
Open elections.
Right. So, but he was benevolent.
He was a dictator. He was elected in a free and fair election.
We're giving him a dictatorship of a small country.
You're giving Nelson Mandela a dictatorship of a small country?
Well, I mean, can't anymore now. But
he wouldn't have taken it because he was all about the people.
Well, if I'm a bad person, if I'm a bad dictator,
everyone can just go out and steal everything.
Like Logan's Run, if you turn 30, you're dead.
Did you ever watch The Purge? It's basically just kill the weak people.
Everybody just go out, do what you want.
Culling the herd.
A little extreme.
It might come for you, Mr. Dictator.
Hey, well, that's fine. That's fine. To protect myself. I'm a dictator. You stay away from me.
Dictator of my country, no salary caps in sports.
I like that.
No salary caps.
Yeah.
Why would they get any money at all if you're a dictator?
Yeah.
Why would they not just play for free?
Because I need to be entertained.
Yeah, but you just order them to entertain you.
You just treat them like the Cuban boxes. Make a box and don't pay them.
Like that great dictator Nelson Mandela.
Right.
No. Well, I'm not saying that Nelson Mandela was a dictator. I'm saying he would be a good person to give a dictatorship to.
No. Sure. No.
The power would corrupt him.
Yeah.
Really? You think?
Yeah. If you can control all the money and everything, it's just
too tempting. You know what I do? I get rid of the mail. Mail is stupid.
Why? Well, it may happen organically, right?
Who needs mail? It's a waste of money. I know we own it and everything, but it's a total waste of money. I mean, I can get an email, I can get a Zoom call, I can get communications in a whole bunch of different.
What about the art of writing a romantic letter?
When was the last time you wrote a romantic letter, Michael?
Well, I was about 14.
There you go.
Are you 85 now? So that's like 70 years.
It was one of those ones that said, "Do you like me?" And it had a box that said yes, and a box that said no.
You don't want maybe. That.
I asked Michael how he got Julie to go out with him, and he said, "What do you mean? How I got it?" He said, "I walked up to her. I said, I'm a Laker. Let's go out.
Tickets, baby, tickets. Want to go or not?
There you go.
So what's that? That's all it takes.
I'm a Laker. Let's go out.
That's right.
That was his whole approach. All right. So
it works for Austin Reeves.
Michael, I want to ask you about something. You certainly know of. I don't know if you have a personal relation. Do you have a personal relationship with DeAndre Ayton?
Well, I say hello.
You ever met him?
Yeah, of course. We meet all the time.
From the Bahamas.
Everybody knows everybody.
Yeah, in the Bahamas.
Well, there've been two players in the history of the NBA who were drafted first overall from the Bahamas. Michael Thompson and DeAndre Ayton. That's it. So you remember last season, Michael, DeAndre Ayton was benched in Game 7 against the Mavericks. He only played 17 minutes.
The whole team should have been benched.
They were all playing terrible. And after the game, somebody asked Monty Williams, "Why'd you bench DeAndre Ayton?" He said, "It's internal."
Uh-huh. It's internal.
Yeah, that was his answer. And so then the offseason rolls around, and they won't give DeAndre Ayton a contract. So Indiana gives him $133 million signing offer sheet.
For 4 years.
For 4 years. And the Suns, the same day, the Suns match it. So he can't leave. He's now getting $133 million from the Suns.
Yep.
So I thought, well, that's a little awkward. You're benched in your last game. Your coach won't say
why. But
I'm
sure you've hashed it out by now.
Right. So somebody asked DeAndre Ayton yesterday at practice, how did you two move past that? Play this exchange.
Monty, have you and Coach kind of been able to move on from this? How have you and Monty kind of been able to move on?
I haven't spoken
to
him.
No,
I haven't spoken at all. Ever since the game.
So not even.
You hoping that changes here eventually, soon?
I'm here.
You happy to be here
today? Yeah, I'm all right.
So it was kind of hard to hear, but he basically
squeaking of shoes, the bouncing of balls.
Yeah, he basically said, "How did you and Monty get past what happened in last year and in the offseason?" He says, "I haven't spoken to Monty," and the reporter said, "At all?" He goes, "Haven't talked to him since that day, since he benched me in that game."
Wow.
And he said, "Do you hope that changes?" He says, "I don't know." He goes, "Are you happy to be here, DeAndre?" "I'm all right." Michael, why would Monty Williams, who is a smart guy, why would he not speak to DeAndre Ayton, especially when they match the offer sheet? DeAndre Ayton's getting $133 million. Isn't part of it? Coach, didn't you tell me Pat Riley once felt so bad about yelling at you that he called your house and apologized to Julie for getting mad at you?
Yeah, but he didn't have to. I'm a grown man. I messed up on a play, cost us the game, and I knew I made a mistake, and he yelled at me for it, and I'm a professional, mature adult, so I could take it because I effed up. So I deserve to
but
get
yelled at. But
don't
you feel this is weird that these two guys haven't talked?
Mean, Michael, come on, it's weird. You bench the guy in game seven.
I'm so
seven.
Sick of this touchy-feely era. I got to put my arm around
it out,
you.
Man.
Michael, not touchy-feely, but not speaking to him at all?
But I,
like the day they match the offer, you don't send him a text and say, hey, DeAndre, we're really happy we were able to get you back. Looking forward to
high school? When I played...
This is nothing?
No. Mason, when I played for Jack Ramsey or even for Pat Riley,
yeah.
I didn't need to hear from them in the offseason. I'm on my own. They're on their own. This is our free time. But I don't need to hear from the coach.
Are you telling me they have exit interviews, do they not?
They do not in Phoenix.
Oh,
they don't do them.
Some teams do. That's why I always hated them. You know, what am I coming in and talk for? The season's over. I know what I have to improve on. I don't need to come in there for a pep
talk. Yeah, but you owe the fans an explanation.
The fans?
Yeah, fans deserve an explanation.
What do you mean, me?
Yeah. Why'd you bench that guy?
Why'd
you bench the guy that makes $133 million?
I knew why he benched him, and he says internal. That means he didn't think DeAndre was playing hard enough.
But if it's internal, why would you not later have a conversation with him and say, hey, look, what happened? We're going to start fresh this season. You know, that what happened. We're moving on.
At least DeAndre's 23. He's a grown man. He knew what he did wrong, why the coach was upset with him. I don't need the coach pat me on my back all summer. I'm in the Bahamas spearfishing.
Really?
I don't need to hear from the coach.
Wait a minute. I know there was a lot of squeaking and there was a lot of basketball there, but did it sound like DeAndre was happy?
No, it sounded like he moved on. Like you said, he's an adult.
Oh, I think he's got an axe to grind.
Go out there and get me 25 points and 15
rebounds. He did
rebounds.
Say, Michael, to your point, DeAndre, they said – don't you want to talk to him about what's going on? And DeAndre said, I'd rather show him.
Yeah, exactly, Mace.
Oh, is that right?
That's the professional way. I'll show this coach I can go get 22 and 12 every night. That's his job, not to be over there getting all kissed on the butt by Marty Williams. Do your job. Bill Belichick says his best. Do your job. And stop worrying about
I'm actually
stuff.
Surprised by your take on this.
I am too. Coach giving me flowers and
because I think you always want to know where you stand.
Yes, you
in
do.
An organization, in a company. Where do I stand?
Right.
Where does DeAndre Ayton stand?
You know where he stands?
If the head coach hasn't even spoken
to him,
you know
where he stands. This is a starting center getting $30 million a year. That's good enough for me.
And the touchy feely thing is this is not touchy feely thing. This is business. This is hashing stuff out.
He's got to call you and say, I'm so sorry.
He doesn't have to apologize.
How are you feeling? Is that what you want, Mace? Can I come over and cook you breakfast?
Well, I did watch that Dodgers-Yankees thing last night, and Reggie Jackson and Billy Martin basically were at each other's throats for the entire time.
Yeah, I think that's a different scenario.
Scottie Pippen was mad at Phil Jackson all the time. How many rings they got? Come on. What is wrong with you? Kobe and Shaq never got along. How many rings did they win? It's all about
I just think it's
results.
Easier to clear the air than
yeah,
not.
Yeah, why not? Why not just
It's fine
fix
if
it.
You want to, but if when I was a player, I didn't need the coach coming to me kissing my tail. I got a job to do.
Hey, DeAndre.
Dave
what
Roberts
happened.
Says,
we're moving on.
Dave Roberts says
center.
He has a card with every player's name on it who's on the active roster for that night, and he makes a point to at least acknowledge all 25 guys. Now it's 26.
Yeah.
Every night there's a game. Like a look at the list. Yeah. I haven't seen Trace Thompson yet today. I'm going to go. He'll walk out and like, he go, Trace, you good? Yes, sir.
That's fine.
All right, boom.
That's fine if that's his style. There's nothing wrong with it, but I don't need a coach coming to me and asking me how's things going. No, I'm fine. Leave me alone. I just got a job to do.
Leave me alone.
Leave me alone.
Do you need what? Self-assurance every day, Mace?
Michael,
do you
listen.
Want, does Amanda have to come in here and give you a hug?
Affirmation is like oxygen for me. I need it all the time.
Obviously. Obviously because you're so insecure. Is that what it
I
is?
I am insecure when you get down
well,
to
that's
it.
Weak.
The other day, we asked Amanda, hey, if we're about to leave, if we're about to get fired, would you let us do a last show?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, sure. You guys can do a last show. I won't be here. I don't care.
Why? She's not going to get fired.
No, but she just, you know, it's like if she'd have, I got the sense if she was still working here, we would not be doing a last
show. Oh, I disagree.
Show.
I got the impression that we would absolutely do a farewell show, unlike everybody at
but
Channel
would you
5.
Be, would you be, but would you be petty about it, Mace, or would you be classy?
I'd be classy. Are you kidding me? Look, when I leave here, I will go on my own terms.
Right.
Yeah, I'll go on my own terms, and I'll say goodbye, and then farewell, everybody.
But
had
what if
a lot
you get
of fun.
Fired before your own term.
Can't imagine me being fired. Can't imagine what I would have to do to get fired here.
Hmm. Well, just keep listening.
It's coming up.
Yeah,
coming up next.
May happen today.
Right after
we
the break.
We almost got fired last week.
Right after the break. All right. So controversy. LeBron James named his all-time Lakers starting 5.
That's hard to do, by the way.
Oh, very it hard. Is. And not a lot of people. Well, there's a very, very big name that is missing from it. We'll do that coming
any
up.
Any starting five you do will probably have that. But this is a one that I think almost everybody would have
very
on
big oversight. We'll do that coming up next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.